Mr. Danny Moran.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, bud.
My man.
Thank you.
Thanks.
How, can you guys hear me?
You good?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yes, awesome. How are you guys today?
Awesome.
Good. I'm excited to be here. You know, I don't know if you know anything about me, but whenever I get a chance to speak to people, I try to do it from the heart. I try to do it from passion. And so literally, I don't know if you just caught that, but the slide just changed. Because 40 minutes ago, I was like deep in meditation. I was like, nope, I have a different message. So you're getting a brand new message than what I originally thought about doing. Guys, I haven't been here in 5 years, 6 years, something like that. Yeah, it's been a while. So it's an honor to be here. Thank you so much. I'm hopeful, very hopeful that our time together is fruitful for you and that you get some nuggets out of it to help you in your business, your life, your health, whatever it is that you get from it. Quick question and a trick question. Who here is intending on doing less business in 2020 than they did last year? Anybody? No, that's nobody's intention. Okay, who here is intending on doing the same amount of business that they did last year? Anybody? Okay, who here is intending on doing more? Raise your hands. Okay, good. Okay, I love that. And so that's what I want to do today. We're not actually going to talk about the business. We're going to actually talk about things to help you actually facilitate you doing more within your business. And the reason why I say that is because the reality, and if you guys can just be a little honest with me, I try to shoot as honest as I possibly can. The reality is that 80 to 85% of us in the industry end up somehow, you know, we're full of energy, we're full of passion. This is going to be the year. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to do it this year no matter what. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to door knock. I'm going to use the technology. I'm going to do it raw. And somehow we end up, you know, December 31st looking back going, you know, it didn't happen exactly the way I thought it was going to happen, you know? And either I stayed stuck where I was at or I actually went backwards, you know? And being that I've been blessed to be in this industry now for 23 years and we've had some decent success, like that pains me. Like that really, really bugs me. And it's the foundation and the fire and the passion behind really like what I do. Is I just want to try to help people achieve whatever it is that they truly desire to achieve. So I'm going to start off by asking you to grab a pen and a piece of paper real fast, real fast. And I'm going to give you secret number one to making sure that you achieve what you set out to achieve. Okay? And that is one word. Write down the word why. Write down the word why if you can. What's up, Grace? Haven't seen you in a while. And beneath the word why, write down what's missing. What's missing? Because you see, guys, nothing changes in our life or in our business until we take a deep, hard look at what's currently missing in our life. And that might be from a couple of different angles. That might be, you know what? Gosh darn it, Danny. Like, this is the year you got to get a little bit healthier. Or that might be, you know what, Danny? Gosh darn it. You know, you've been stuck at like 10 deals a year for like 20 years now. When is that going to change? Can we at least sneak in two more this year? Like two more. That's all I'm asking, right? And these are the types of conversations that you start to have with yourself. The reality is, though, guys, look, if you guys don't know, we took, you know, Intero from, like, I think I borrowed $2,000 with my aunt, from my aunt, and we started right here on Foothill to, we did $1.1 billion in sales recently, and we're not stopping. We want to keep going, and we did, thank you. But the secret to all of that is we just help people to understand what's missing, you know? We as human beings have this incredible power, this incredible ability to literally become whatever it is that we want to become. We have the ability to think of things and literally attract them into our lives. we have the ability to literally feel a certain way and attract more of those things into our lives. As a matter of fact, I don't even need to tell you this. You know this. Have you ever proven this to yourself? Anybody? You ever thought about someone and the next thing you know, they like pop up and they call you? Raise your hands if you've ever. Yeah, this is, right? Absolutely. Guys, we are sentient beings with immense, immense power. The problem is, guys, is that I see over and over and over that we're not tapping into that power. And the reason we don't tap into that power is because we don't believe deep in our subconscious mind that we have the ability or the power to change things. And what I've learned, guys, in life so far and in business so far is that nothing ever changes until you look at the question, what is missing? What is missing? What is missing? I don't know if you guys have seen pictures or whatever, but about 24 months ago, there was a lot more of me. Like a lot more of me. That was a joke, right? I just remember one day I was playing basketball with my brother, and I'm a competitor, man. So, you know, fault me, like me, hate me, whatever. I want to compete. I want to do the best that I possibly can. I may not be the greatest athlete in the world, but damn it, like, I'm going to cough up a lung trying. And so one day, you know, I'm out there, I'm playing basketball with the fellas, and I'm like, because I gave it my all, like my absolute all. And my brother Anthony walks up to me and he goes, hey, boy, look, you know, maybe you should just lose some weight. And then he walked away, and I go, did he just tell me I'm fat? Is it? I'm not fat, am I? Holy shit, I'm fat. And this conversation started, and I started to realize, whoa, hold on a second. Like, I could do something about this. I could change something. I realized what was missing. My health was missing in my life. I love myself. I love my kids. I wouldn't be around for a long freaking time. Is anybody planning on dying soon? No. The human body was created, believe it or not, to last 120 years. Look it up. There's people that last that long. When you open the Bible, you see it. How come it's not happening now? Because emotionally, mentally, and physically, we're way out of whack. We're way out of whack with what our true power and our true capacity is. So I started saying, whoa, Danny, there's some things you got to cut out. There's some things you got to work on. There's some systems and some habits you got to form. And if I was able to lose weight, guess what? Maybe I can do a little bit more money, and maybe I can help more people, and maybe I can do more charity. And all of a sudden you start realizing there's a lot missing in my life that I wish I had. Some of us are in this beautiful industry called real estate, and we're not living in a home that brings us joy and happiness. But we've succumbed to being used to it. Because everybody around us is used to whatever their current circumstances. So I'm going to ask you right now, if you could be honest with yourself, and if you could answer yourself, really, and don't be afraid of it. However big it is, however worrisome it is, however whatever it is, what is currently missing in your life, in your business, that you would love to fix in 2020? Write that answer down, please. This is your time to grow. This is up to you. What is currently missing in your life? For some of us, just three more sales. Just three more. Changes everything. We could pay our kids' college tuition in one shot. For some of us, we're a little worried about the mortgage and what happens if the market changes. Hate to break it to you, you're in real estate. You could make enough money to pay that sucker off in the next 24 months. You really could. You really could do that. You just got to realize what's missing and decide to do something about it. Now, here's what I know. What I know is that a true business person understands their numbers. And so far, guys, this year, 17 days have passed in the year. Let's just call it 16, because yesterday is a full day, so that's 16 days, right? You guys with me 16 days, right? Okay, so watch this. So how do you take a company from zero to 1.1 billion and beyond? It's simple, guys. It's the same way you go from zero to 20 deals, to 30 deals, to 40 deals, to 100 deals, 150 deals, right? You have to have the right mindset, the right skill set. You have to get leverage. But more than anything, you got to know your numbers. You got to know your numbers. So watch this. Everybody play with me real fast. A business owner understands their numbers and holds themselves accountable to them. Write that down. I remember when I was first coming up in the game, and I like was desperate for accountability, and I'd like walk around, hey, can you hold me accountable? Can you hold, like there was like this phase in my life, right, when I was young. Hey, can you hold me accountable? Hey, can you be my accountability partner? Hey, Grace, can you want to hold me accountable? If I say I'm going to do something and I don't do it, I don't know, like kick me or something. Yeah, could you do that for me? Right? It was like a big thing, and it got me to a certain level of production, yes. And then one day I realized, you know what? Real power is holding yourself accountable. I'm going to say that again. Real power is holding yourself accountable. I don't need anybody anymore to hold me accountable to wake up to go to the gym or to do exercise or to meditate or to do my breath work. No, it's part of my being. It's part of my existence now. I do it 365 days. I don't know how not to do it now. Well, it's the same thing with business. A business owner understands their numbers and holds themselves accountable to them. So watch this. 17 days have passed. Okay? So here's what we're going to do. I want you all to be... Okay, look. Do you feel that I'm a little honest? A little honest, a little transparent? I'm an open book. If you don't know, okay, I'll tell you some embarrassing stuff in a second to get you comfortable. Here's what I want from you. The more honest you can be with yourself, the more likely you are to grow, okay? So here's what I'd like you to do. Right now, if you're in real estate, I want you to write down how many listings so far you've taken in the last 16 days. Write that number down. If you're in mortgage, don't allow your mind to go, oh, wait a minute, I'm not in real estate, this is not for me. No. There's something, maybe it's originations for you in mortgage, right? If you're in escrow, maybe it's open escrows for you. But you know a number, and if you don't know a number, you damn well better figure that number out pretty soon. So write that number down. Number two, if you're in real estate, you should know how many sales you opened in the last 16 days. And if you're in real estate, you should know how many closings you closed in the last 16 days. Now watch this. People sometimes get a little confused with this. So let me help you out with something real fast. A listing, a brand new listing, a contract you signed in the first 16 days. Sound good? A sale, a new escrow that has opened in the first 16 days. Well, Danny, what if I took a listing in December and it opened in the first 16 days? That's a new sale, yes or yes? Beautiful. A closing, you get the picture? A deal that has closed, a check that has been given to you in the first 16 days. You guys got those numbers? If you're in mortgage, please, it's probably originations and fundings, whatever the case may be. All right, so now let's do something fun. Now I want you to multiply those three numbers times two. Multiply it by two. Because you see, guys, if we know what we've done in the first half of the month, then essentially that should be an indicator. Everybody say indicator. An indicator of what we're going to do for the entire month. Yes or no? Yes. So write that number down. And if we know what we did for the first month and we multiply that month by 12, then the first month should be an indicator of what we're on track to do for the year. Yes or no? Yeah. Okay, now hold on a second, Danny. Whoa. Like these are actual numbers now. I don't like what I'm looking at. My numbers may say 000. That's what they may say. Whether we like it or not, whether we like it or not, whatever the numbers show you is what is projected to happen. This is the problem we have as real estate professionals. We run an emotion-driven business, not a data-driven business. I'm going to say that again. We run an emotion-driven business, not a data-driven business. Do you think Apple runs an emotion-driven business or a data-driven business? Data. It's all data. As a matter of fact, write this down. All business is 100% a mathematical equation. So you see, I could look at my numbers right now and I could go, no, hang on. No, that's not what I'm on track to do. Oh, yes, that is 100% on what you're on track to do. But you go say, oh, yeah, but Danny, you don't know me. I'll just turn on the fire and I'll come out of it and I'll fix things. Oh, I get that. But then your business is not a business. Your business is run by your personal fuel and your personal energy. See, now we're not talking about a business. We're talking about two separate things here. We're talking about a business, something that can breathe and live on its own, that all of us can have here if we learn and respect our numbers, or a hustle or a grind, as Gary Vee loves to say it, right? Grind. Everybody wants to grind. I don't know about you. I've got kids. I don't want to grind. I want to hang out with them. I don't want to work on weekends. I want to be with them. I don't want to not travel. I want to travel a lot. I want to live a great life, full of abundance, full of health, energy, joy, passion, connections, and yes, a lot of freaking money. But the only way to do that is if I switch inside of me. The bills cannot be the leading indicator for my activity. Financial pressure can't be what drives me. It's got to be the numbers. And so this is a tip that I want to leave you with, guys. Wherever you are in the month, when you're a quarter in, take the numbers, multiply them by four. That's what you're on track to do. When you're a week in, take the numbers, multiply them by four. That's where you're on track to do for the month. Multiply that by however many months are left. You guys get the picture? You can always look at your numbers and hold yourself accountable to them. Okay, now hang on a second. Some of you may say, okay, no, now, Danny, okay, I get it now. I understand, emotion-driven, data-driven. All right, but what do I do if I really have 0, 0, 0? Because that's a very likely reality. For some of us, we took a couple of months off. We're just getting back into the swing of things. I'm going to give you a couple of tips that will help you with that. Write down, number one, be careful with negative meanings. Be careful with negative meanings. Things are going to happen in your life and business. As a matter of fact, there's a saying that I love. And it says, the only problem we have is that we think someday we're not going to have problems. That's the only real problem. Right? Like, it's like you want this, like, someday, like, there will be no problems. Let me let you know a little secret. There is always going to be problems. Right? The difference between the people that make it big and the people that don't is that they're able to differentiate and be careful with the meanings that they give to problems. So if you're starting off the year at 0, 0, 0, that's a situation. I got to control my energy. I got to control my mindset. I got to control my thoughts. And I specifically got to control the meaning that I give to those numbers. Number two, write this down. Understand that production in our business is a 90-day cycle. Understand that production in our business is a 90-day cycle. So what does that mean? It means that whatever you start doing today, you realistically will not bear fruit from it until about 90 days from now. What that means is that you've got to be patient with the process. And during that process, you've got to be patient with the meanings of the ups and downs that you are given to the results that your activities produce or don't produce. Because when you operate from a world that lives like this, I do something and then I get a reward, that's a little bit difficult to take that mentality into our business. Now, some of you might ask, well, Danny, well, wait, I want business to flow and to come to me all the time. How do I do that? It's simple. You got to manage, and love and care for that database as much as you possibly can. The year we closed 150 deals when I was selling, 60 of those deals came from my database. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine 60 deals all from your database? And you know, the beautiful thing is, guys, I knew mathematically going into the year, I was like, wait a minute, I have that many people, here's my percentage return, I know this is how many deals I should get. Oh wow, I'm gonna do 60 deals just from that. Do you know how fired up and enthusiastic you feel when you know you got 60 in the bag? Yeah, the game changes a little bit, you know? You gotta know your numbers, people. You gotta know your numbers. You're either living from an emotion-driven business or a data-driven business. A data-driven business, okay? So now, I've said the word energy a lot so far. Energy, your emotions, your psychology, what you're feeling, all of that, people, is power. As a matter of fact, I wrote something down on the way down here, and I want to give it to you right now. Write this down, please. What you believe is what you will become. Ooh, that is power. What you believe is what you will become. I don't know about you, but growing up as a Hispanic American, the people that I was surrounded with growing up as a little boy, man, they didn't believe very much in possibility. I mean, if you really think about it, if we can talk frankly, I'm two generations away from my grandfather coming here to this country. And I got to think about that for a second. I got to remove myself from my emotions, my energy, and I got to think about that for a second. I got, hang on a second. He probably didn't even know the language. Heck, back then, he probably wasn't even respected. Heck, he had 13 kids. He was busy. With seven different women, that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother story. I don't approve of that, by the way. Heck, he had 13. Let's get back on track here. Heck, he had 13 kids. He probably just had to work to survive. That's all he knew. He didn't have a fair shot. He didn't have a realistic opportunity of taking advantage of all the beauty that is here in this country. So what was his mindset like? What did he believe? And if he believed it, what did he teach to his kids? Then I think about my mom. You guys don't know this. My mom's mom died the day after she was born. The day after she was born. Now listen, I have learned so much about psychology, so much about energy, so much about human development, that I know something. And I know that the child when it is born, those first 3 years of a child's life are when they experience love. It's when they feel what this world is all about. Hang on a second. Well, where do we learn love from? The mother. So if my mother's mom wasn't around, what do you think she showed me? Did she love me? Heck yeah, she loved me. Did she want to show me love? Heck yeah, she wanted to show me love. But to get a hug, like a hug and I love you from my mom, it was weird. It was like... very awkward. Very awkward. Only like a year or two before she died did we finally get that type of connection. What did my mom believe? What did my aunts believe? What did my uncles believe? What did everybody around them believe? All I remember is that no one owned a house. No one. Only one aunt owned a house, and she was the crazy one. Because when you're not successful and somebody is, there's something wrong with them. They're the weird ones, right? Think about this, people, right? Think about this. What you believe is what you will become. Number two, write this down. What you feel is what you will attract. What you feel is what you will attract.
And this is why it's so important to feel great about yourself every single day of your life. It's so important. This is why it's so important to protect your energy, guys. Because what you feel is what you attract. You literally bring it into your life. I hate to bring up negative things, but you ever think of like an abusive relationship? Where you got this beautiful woman who just somehow keeps attracting the same wrong guy in their life. Why do you think? It's because deep inside in their heart and soul, that's what they believe they're worthy of. I was talking to one of my agents yesterday. His name is Greg. And Greg starts off the call by saying, "Danny, I want you to know I've done everything and it's not working." And I said, "Bullshit. That's impossible. That's impossible. I already, because I know how humans work, I already know you have a struggle consciousness. You believe life is supposed to be a struggle. Therefore, you say things like, I have done everything and it's not happening, because that validates a struggle consciousness. Last but not least, what you imagine is what you will create. What you imagine is what you will create. What you imagine is what you will create. People, I didn't say when you feel good things, only good things will you attract. I didn't say when you imagine great things, only great things you will attract. I didn't say that. Please listen to what I said. I said what you feel is what you will attract. What you imagine is what you create. So let me ask you a question. If you feel negativity, what will you attract? Negativity. More negativity. If you imagine fear, what will you attract? Fear. Situations to validate your fear. We are so freaking powerful, yet we have no idea how to tap into that power because no one has ever taught us. Society and school teaches the exact opposite. Have you ever thought about the fact that you're 18 years old and no one ever took the time to teach you to balance a checkbook? Yeah. Yeah. You ever thought about this stuff? Yeah, it's kind of tricky there, huh? Why? Because they don't want you to be financially prosperous. Have you ever thought about the fact that they give you this target at 21 years old when you can finally drink what? Alcohol. Why? Because they want you to numb the pain. The pain you shouldn't even have. Because you're so freaking powerful. But you look at movies, you look at TV, you look at society, you look at everything, you look at materialism. You look at what's happening on Instagram right now. And people don't feel power. They don't feel love. They don't know who they are. They're desperate. And so they'll buy whatever, they'll take a picture or whatever, anything to get somebody's attention. Why? Because they don't know their real power. So how do you protect your energy? Number one, you gotta be careful with the people you surround yourself with. And this is a great group. People that are a little bit negative. Yeah? Or is it just me? Or is that only Hispanics? Is that just us or is that just, no? Okay, we all have a little bit of negativity, right? You gotta protect yourself. Don't be a jerk about it. Be nice about it, right? How many of you guys know in your office right now, there are some people that are a little bit negative, that are a little bit doubtful, right? What are you doing around them? Just be nice. Just go. God bless you. That's all you got to do. We have a big company, 400 agents. When something happens, you know what happens? We gotta constantly remind people. Whoa, hold on. It's a relax, calm down. Go talk direct to the source. Go clean that up. Go figure it out. You got to protect your energy. The people you surround with yourself is major. Number two, the things you consume, the things you put in your body. I'm like over the top. I understand. I get that. I'm just an over the top kind of guy, right? I got this app, true story. And I'm going to get really vulnerable. This is embarrassing. No, okay, whatever. Okay, there's this app. No, because it could help you, so I'm going to tell you what it is. There's this app called Viome, V-I-O-M-E. Write it down. I think it's Viome.com. And you go to the app, and you send a poop sample is what you do. Go ahead, laugh, whatever. It is what it is. Yeah, poop. Yeah, like, you know, poop. Yeah. You send the poop sample, and they test your sample. No, true story. They test your sample, and they give you these results, and they tell you what are the three, in these three categories, what you should and shouldn't be eating. Number one, the things you should avoid. You know, one of my favorite things to eat is dates. Because I want to live to be over 100. And I heard that the Seventh-day Adventists, the Blue Zone right here in Loma Linda, they eat a lot of dates. So that's how coachable I am. If that shit's working for them, it's going to work for me. So I've just been eating dates and dates and dates. And you know what I found out, Kristalina? That freaking, the dates are in my list of foods to avoid. I cut that out real fast. Then you have, it gives you a list of foods to enjoy. Like, go ahead, knock yourself out. And then it gives you a list of your body's superfoods based off of your body, based off of, you know, whatever the scientists, whatever they do, and it breaks it down for you, right? So that's a quick way for you to find out, really, really, if you want to start taking your health seriously, do it. I think it's $300, but it's like, I think the best $300 you'll ever spend. Can I tell you another little trick that I use real fast about this? Don't get mad at me. Are you guys ready? Say yes. Say yes. Yes. Okay, good. Another little trick. Nothing ever goes in my body or in my household from a national brand company. Nothing. I won't allow it. Can I tell you why? Let's think about this. Let's just really think about this. In the United States of America as a whole, would you say that we're healthy or unhealthy as a whole? Unhealthy. Okay, that wasn't a trick question. You guys all knew that one, right? Would you say that we're dying young or dying late? Would you say that we're getting ill or not getting ill? Okay, so you guys get this? So then the masses all do something. Here's the secret. Whatever the masses do, I do the exact opposite. I avoid it like a plague. So the masses have Pepsi in their house. I'm not, no, this is not for me. The masses drink Monster. Nope, there's no Monster for me. Nope, I ain't doing it. The masters have fruit from Dole. Some of you are going to say, Dole, it's a good company. Listen to me. If it's a national brand and it's successful, there's a reason why. It's because the masses are eating it. And the masses are dying and getting sick, so I ain't eating that shit. It's as simple as that. Starbucks, oh, I don't do it. I haven't driven there in forever. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Guys, listen to me. Can I be real? My mom died of cancer, lung cancer, at 56 years old, and she had never smoked a day in her life. And if you don't know, cancer comes from emotions and food. So when my mom wasn't feeling that love as a little girl, it eventually caught up. And that's okay. I didn't know that then. Now I know now. So there's ways to heal and there's ways to take care of your emotions. But be careful with the things you consume. And number three, guys, your morning routine. Oh, here it come, those crazy and tarot people. They're going to tell me to get up at 4:30 and I'm not like them. And blah, blah. Okay, whatever. Look, I have gone from like this military, like 4:30 in the morning, grr, you got to do it every single day, you got to lift weights and blah, 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 to honestly, guys, there's only one thing I care about. There's two things I care about, energy and longevity. That's all I care about. Something happened when these kids, it's like, I want to be around forever. I want to be around for a long time. You know, and in order to do that, I got to take care of myself. And it's interesting what happens when I take care of myself when I'm clean and I have a lot of energy. It's weird, but I just start attracting so much goodness. Like, I think I attracted this meeting. I think there's a reason I haven't been here. I was a bit of an asshole before. I really was. Go ahead. You can say it's okay.
but I feel like I attracted this meeting. Okay, thank you. We got it out of the way. That's okay. It's all good. But hey, just so you know, look, people that are assholes because of pain. That's it. And they just don't know how to, fix it. You know what I'm saying? And I was lucky enough to be able to fix it, right? But I'm still working on it, right? But your morning routine is vital. It's vital. Because in your morning routine, guys, are the keys to prosperity. You see, everybody is looking for success. I don't want success. I want prosperity. Prosperity equals success plus health plus happiness. True happiness, true health, a true round being. And so one of the things that I started doing, this was a little less than a year ago, was I have an AM prime. Write that down, an AM prime, and I'm gonna close with this, an AM prime. And then I have a PM prime, meaning I prime my body, my mind, and my emotions in the morning, and then I prime my body, my mind, and my emotions in the evening. How do I do this? I don't care what time I do it. I'm not attached to any of that anymore. I'm just attached to doing it now on a daily basis, right? So number one, you gotta prime your mind and you gotta work on your mind. I found this awesome thing called meditation about a year ago that before I thought was weird. Question, how could like sitting with yourself be weird? It's kind of interesting how I was programmed to think something so incredible and powerful was weird. And so meditation is your ability to concentrate your mind for a certain period of time. That's all it is. I remember, honest to God, when I first started, I would sit there, right? I would sit there. What the hell? Oh, I can't do this. This is weird. No. What time does this end? I don't know what time it ends. Okay. And it was like my mind wouldn't shut up. My mind wouldn't stop racing. It was a constant chatter that was constantly going on. Now, I think this morning I was there for like an hour, just being by myself, feeling that power. Do you know how powerful that is? To be truly satisfied and loving within yourself. This Christmas Eve, for Hispanic, Christmas Eve is a big deal. It's a big deal. Like, if you don't do something for Christmas Eve, something's wrong with you. If you guys know, about a year and a half ago, I went through a separation and a divorce. Everything is going great. We love each other. Life is great. We're actually, I think, going to start hosting maybe some classes together to help couples, because we really are in a great, great place right now. But Claudia had the kids. So I just sat there for Christmas Eve by myself. For the first time in my entire life. And can I tell you how incredible it felt? To not need something that society says or that culture says you need, but just to be like in such a grounded place where you could be like, I'm good with me, and that's all that counts, with me. And that came through meditation. Number two, your emotions. I use breath work to calm my emotions. Breath work is the most powerful thing I've ever found. Well, second to something else. Powerful.
What did you say?
Your emotions, breath work. And number three, your body. Do something for your body. So typically, like this morning, I did an hour of meditation and breath work, and then I followed it with 30 minutes of cardio work. That's it. And then in my PM prime, I'll do a little bit of weights. I'm no longer like, I don't want to be buff. I don't want to do any of that stuff. I just want longevity. I want to live forever, right? I want to live a long time. And so that's what you do, right? That's what you do. And so here's what I want to do. I want to lead you all real fast. Can you give me 2 minutes of your time? 2 minutes? Yeah? Okay, can we get weird for a little bit? I just want you to feel this. All right. I'm not going to harm you. Everybody sit up straight in your chair. Sit up straight in your chair. I want you to feel what this feels like, okay? All right. You have something called a third eye. It's right here. All right? I won't get into what it is, but for right now, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to just look up with your eyes right here and then just close your eyes. Just close your eyes. And just try to concentrate there. And you're going to find your mind starting to race, starting to wonder, starting to think. Just gently tell it it's okay. You'll notice your eyes will want to move. Just gently bring them back. Next, put your hand on your heart. And you remember the Care Bears? Remember the Care Bears? I want you to envision love in your heart. And just silently tell yourself, I love myself. I love myself. For some of us, that's uncomfortable. Keep saying it over and over. This used to be very uncomfortable for me. I love myself. Now, as you're focused on your third eye, and you remove your hand from your heart, I want you to think of the most important people in your life that you're grateful for. And maybe they're here, and maybe they're no longer here. And just send them love from your heart. Send them love from your heart, just like a Care Bear would. Let it beam from you. And receive it from them. Finally, as you're doing this, I want you to gently and just follow my count. You're going to breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your nose. And we're going to start with a breath in. Go 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Release. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it. Hold it. Release. 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Slowly release on my count. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Release. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now open your eyes. Be honest. How do you feel? Feel peace, calm, relax? Good. Did you feel the energy in the room change? I'm going to tell you why the energy in the room changes, guys, because the one lesson that I learned that I honestly value more than anything is that we are all one. We're all one. We're all connected. I used to be so competitive, so angry, so everything. I didn't realize it. I was from not feeling love for those first couple of years as a little boy. And now I realize that we are all connected, guys. We should all be here helping each other, you know? It's been an honor. Thank you so much, and I appreciate all of you.